Rain did fall this week in key southern Argentina production areas, helping alleviate extremely dry conditions. Some rain also fell in dry portions of eastern Brazil. Focusing on Argentina first, important production areas of Buenos Aires, southern Cordoba, and La Pampa have generally been hot and dry during the past month, stressing reproductive crops. Showers and thunderstorms finally moved through the area Wednesday and again Thursday night into early Friday. Several locations picked up more than an inch and a few more than 2 inches. The heat wave also broke with a cold frontal passage on Thursday. Going forward, dry weather is expected this weekend into early next week. That will be accompanied by stress-free temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Starting in the middle of next week, temperatures will turn warmer again, but a prolonged period of excessively hot weather is not expected. Along with the warming comes an increased chance of needed showers and thunderstorms. Even with recent rainfall, moisture deficits in many southern Argentina locations are still 2 to 5 inches since the beginning of December. In Brazil, showers and thunderstorms fell this week in the dry areas of Goiás, Bahia, and Minas Gerais. That rain was important as showers will taper off after this weekend, and another prolonged period of dry weather starts next week and continues into at least early February. This part of Brazil produces about a quarter of the corn and soybean crop, so dryness in this area needs to be monitored. Rainfall deficits for the past month are 5 to 8 inches. As expected, it was a mostly dry week across South Brazil, Paraguay, and northern Argentina, and as expected, rain has just returned, and periodic showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for the coming week. This area remains in the best shape for crop production in South America.